Eastland with Martin Besser.
So I was just saying earlier, I don't know if you're with me on this one, but it definitely feels like we need a little bit more information about this terrorist alert that came onto our timelines yesterday. I think most South Africans were like, what the heck? How do we deal with this? What happens next? What are we dealing with? On the line is Martin Ewe. He's from the Institute for Security Studies, senior researcher there. Martin, thanks for your time. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
Firstly, in the news it said that this is a standard communication, but I think for most South Africans it feels like it's the first time we've heard something like this.
Well, it depends where you are coming from. I think it is a routine. It has become indeed a routine. It's been a long time the U.S. government has been issuing this kind of alert. We've gone through them in the past years. This year they have issued a number of alerts. Also, some of them travel advisories to U.S. citizens concerning security conditions here in South Africa.
But the terrorist alert is surely a first for this year? Terrorism attack alert?
Actually, this is the second one in October. The first one was on the 11th of October, where they warned their citizens after the killing of a tourist at Kruger Park. So the U.S. issued an alert warning its citizens to be careful when they are accessing the Kruger Park and actually advising them on what to do.
More or less, how does this happen? Where would they get this intel from? Because it seems so specific. Mm. Like there's a planned attack this weekend in Sandton. How much do you know about the intel that they got?
Well, we don't know anything about the intel that they got, but what we know is that the way intel is collected is that when you are trying to get information from a group, what you try to do is use all sort of means that you have. The U.S. government is using technology. They're using people who are connected to some of these individuals and where they can obtain this information. But it is, as I say, mere information. Whether, you know, the terrorists will act on it or the nature of the discussion and how the U.S. government got the information is what we don't know. And you cannot say for certain that, you know, something like this will materialize. In the past, it hasn't. But we also know that the threat to South Africa has always been there. And it is a threat faced by the entire international community. So it's not really unique to South Africa.
Sure.
This one is unique because it is pointing to a specific incident, a specific place where the attack is probably going to occur. And you know that there is the Gay Pride March that is scheduled for Saturday.
Mm.
And there are people who might oppose a match of that sort. I believe that the nature of security in South Africa has become a little bit heightened given the number of events that have been taking place in the country. You remember also that earlier this week, the South African government hosted or is hosting the most important talks between the Ethiopian government and the Tigrinian people. And that itself is something that could attract security because there will be people who want to sabotage. There will be people who will not want the two sides to meet. There will be people who are jealous of certain things. So, and we also know that the Islamic State has always been trying, you know, to hit European and American interests in South Africa. So this is not really new. What is new is the specific place and the time, the date. That's what I see from this alert.
So if you are, you know, the average South African, the rest of us, how do you treat this? Do you not go anywhere near that event? Do you not do the event? Are you on alert possibly for other spaces around Gauteng? What do we make of this?
It is, in my view, you know, an advice for caution, for increased caution to all everyone who is going to be going to Sandton or is going to be participating in public events in Sandton. For that person to have increased situational awareness, for that person to exercise more caution, be on the lookout, be alert, understand your environment where you are. And then once you observe all of this, you can go about with your routine without much concern.
Will the police services or military services, for that matter, also have increased alertness?
Well, this one is not issued by the South African government. The U.S. government is taking its measures. I'm actually told that it has actually stopped non-essential staff from coming to the office, which is what they always do when they issue an alert like this. They will stop those who are not essential in the office to stay back. And, you know, they will also warn U.S. citizens from taking part in events in Sandton. But for the general public, look, this is not a matter for panic. Panic might only make it worse. What this is for us to be aware and to take necessary measures, be on the lookout. The moment something goes wrong, you know where to exit, you know, you know, the speed at which you need to evacuate that place. And I think this is what we just need to do. It's not for us to panic. No one should panic because, as I said, that these kind of alerts are being issued routinely whenever the U.S. government finds information that might lead to an attack. But most of it in the past in South Africa have not materialized. This one could, this one may not, so we don't know.
The difference of this one is very much more specific in terms of place and time, and that was what makes
absolutely.
This one unique. Yeah,
absolutely.
Martin Yui, thank you for your time. Thank you so much for your time, sir. Thanks for taking my
thank
call.
You.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank
pleasure.
You.
Let's go. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Rise and shine.
It's your morning family.